Reading is taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Jesus has risen. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go. Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen.
The speed with which things are changing. What is it all about? And where is God anyway? And what about you? What's happening in your life? Are there things you are struggling with? Does it feel like a Holy Saturday time for you just now? Do you wonder what it's all about? And where is God anyway? A few years ago, during COVID and lockdown, I thought a lot about Holy Saturday. And in my Bible readings for the Holy Saturday of 2021, I read this: "Jesus, help me to rest with you in the dark cave of my unknowing. I relinquish my desire for easy answers and my insistence upon immediate results, asking only for the grace to wait a little longer and to trust a little more." For all of us, the going can be hard, and life at times can be tough. Our Christian life always has times of Holy Saturday, times when we are alone in the dark, wondering what God is doing, times when we need to wait a little longer and to trust a little more, times when we need to be patient and trust His timing, but times when that is incredibly hard. What are you waiting for today? What are you struggling with? What prayers and longings are still unanswered? Does it feel in your heart like Holy Saturday, waiting for God to break through? We look around us at the world, and our hearts are filled with lament as we feel that for our world, this is surely a Holy Saturday of grief and confusion and longing, and crying out to God to come and rescue us. My devotional reading for yesterday said this: "Easter Saturday is a day marked by grief and fear, a day of waiting and questioning, a day when the broken body of hope lies in a cold tomb. I wish I could skip straight from the horror of Good Friday to the hope of Easter Sunday. But as I settle into this silent Saturday, I find surprising solace. I take hope that even when it seems like God is not speaking, like maybe God is absent, God is preparing something very good just out of sight, something miraculous beyond my mortal imagination. And today, we know that that is exactly what God did. Today, we know that God is not absent, that hope has indeed come because Jesus is alive. He has won the victory and risen from the dead. Let's pause and sing again. A few weeks we've heard many people, our Prime Minister among others, say the world has changed. The world will never be the same again. And I think that may well be true. The policies of Donald Trump, and especially the introduction and then the pausing of worldwide tariffs, and his attitude to NATO and to Europe, have changed the world. The day after he paused the worldwide tariffs, he said, "Yesterday was the greatest day in history." What utter rubbish! The greatest day in history, the day that changed the world more profoundly than anything else could ever do, the day when the world would never be the same again, was that first Easter day. Politicians may create chaos. It may sometimes feel as though the world is heading for a monumental disaster, and our own personal lives may be in turmoil. But Jesus is alive, and everything has changed. One of my favourite Christian songwriters is Lou Fellingham. She sings a song that says, "Jesus is alive. This changes everything." Can you imagine how it would have been for the world if Jesus had remained in the tomb, if he had remained dead? Can you imagine the darkness, the hopelessness, the fear, the despair that would have engulfed the world? But the world changed that first Easter day when Jesus rose from the dead. The powers of evil did their very worst to Jesus on the cross. The religious powers, the political powers, and the ordinary people all conspired together to put him to death. Tom Wright describes it as Jesus taking the evil of the world, the hatred and cruelty and unthinking mockery of the world, the gratuitous violence, bullying, and torture that still deface the world, and letting it do its worst to him. But he rose from the grave. He defeated all those powers of evil. There's an old hymn that says, "The powers of hell have done their worst, but Christ their legions hath dispersed." I think in these days we are particularly conscious of the powers of evil. We see the evidence on our TV screens every day, but ultimately they will not win, for they have been defeated by Jesus in his death and resurrection. He is alive, and one day he will return as the mighty, glorious victor, bringing truth, humility, and righteousness, and establishing his reign of justice and peace. Jesus is alive. This changes everything for us. It means we can be confident about our salvation. In Paul's letter to the Romans, we read, If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. We believe with our hearts, and so we are made right with God. And we declare with our mouths that we believe, and so we are saved. At the moment when Jesus died, the curtain of the temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. An amazing picture that now there is nothing to separate us from God if we come to him through Jesus. We can be confident about our salvation when we trust in him. Jesus is alive. It means we can have confidence to live a holy life. On the cross, Jesus took all our sins, our messes and failures and all the stuff we regret. And when he rose from the dead, their power over us was broken. Of course we still sin, but the power of sin over us is broken. We sing, he breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. We sing, my chains are gone. I've been set free. Jesus is alive. It means we can be confident about our future life. Because he is alive and he is with us, we can face the future with confidence. Sometimes the future can seem a bit scary, can't it? We've already thought about how we live in a very uncertain, increasingly uncertain world. We don't know what will happen to our world. We don't know what will happen to us personally. None of us is immune to the problems of life. But when Jesus met with his disciples in Galilee, he said to them, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Those words only have meaning if Jesus is alive. They matter because of the empty tomb. If the resurrection had not happened, Jesus would not be with us. Nicky Gumbel says, the resurrection isn't just a historical fact or religious idea. It is a life-changing reality. Because he rose from the dead, he lives today and will be with us forever, guiding us, helping us, loving us, challenging us, encouraging us. We are never alone, because he is alive. And it means we can be confident about our future life, about our eternal life. This life is not the end. There is life beyond the grave. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he writes that four things are of the first importance: that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, and that he appeared to Peter and to many others. And he goes on to say this: if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then even Christ hasn't been raised. And if Christ hasn't been raised from the dead, then our preaching is useless. And so is your faith. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. All of us will face death one day. But for those who know Jesus, death holds no fear because he has conquered it. We need not fear the darkness, for Jesus is the light of the world. We need not fear the valley of the shadow of death, for Jesus has promised to be our guide. We will die, yes, but it will not be the end, for he is risen, and in him we too will have eternal life, life in his presence forever. Lou Fellingham sings, Jesus is alive. This changes everything. God is with us. We no longer fear tomorrow. Christ is in us. Now we know where we belong. We have freedom that is only found in Jesus. Living in his victory, we now overcome. Jesus is risen, and in him we too will be raised from the dead. We have that sure and certain hope. In life, we are not alone. He is risen from the dead, and he is with us. To those who believe and follow him, he says, I am with you always. The resurrection changes everything. It is the center of our faith. It is the most important thing in the whole of history. It is the most important thing in our lives as we trust and follow our risen Savior. The resurrection has changed everything for us, and it has changed everything for the world. Tom Wright says, this event changed the world forever. It announced, not as a theory, but as a fact, that God's kingdom had come, that the Son of Man had been vindicated after his suffering, and that there was dawning not just another day, another week in the history of Israel and the world, but the start of God's new age that would continue until the nations had been brought into obedience. The greatest day in history is Resurrection Day. Jesus has defeated every power of evil, even death itself, and he is with us always, in every circumstance of life, in every place of doubt or fear or pain or grief. He is alive, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. We sing